A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoluju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samander UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. It is the first day of the 10th month of the year, and what a joy to see this first day of the month of October. And I want to appreciate God on behalf of everyone listening to me this hour for the great benefit and the mercies of the living God that we have enjoyed and are still enjoying. Congratulations for making it into this month. It is my prayer that the Lord will see you through to the end of this year, gracefully and successfully, fruitfully also, and that the number of your days you will fulfill. For our meditation and discussions this morning and prayers, because we're going to pray, we're going to look at the Word of God, the book of Genesis, chapter number 8, and in verse number 5. The Bible says, "And the waters decreased continually until the 10th month. In the 10th month, on the first day of the month, were the tops of the mountains sealed." The flood of Noah had overwhelmed and destroyed the then known world. And for days on ending, Noah was in the ark with the men, with the people, the souls, and the beasts, the animals with him. But of course, they were floated. The waters covered the face of the earth, and there was no resting place for the ark. But the Bible says the waters began to decrease continually until the 10th month. This is the water of the flood that represents anything in life and in destiny that covers a man's glory from manifestation. Whatever has covered a man from and prevents or is preventing manifestation in his life is this water, the waters of the flood. Here we are looking at the waters of the flood. And there are so many people listening to me at this very moment whose destinies have been covered by the waters of the flood. It could be the flood of an infirmity. Maybe your life has been covered by the waters of the flood of infirmity, and you are unable to do anything with your life because you are infirmed. Like the woman who was bent over by the spirit of infirmity for 18 years, like the lame man at the pool of Bethesda who had been there for 38 years. The waters of the flood of infirmity has covered many lives. Some other people, it is the waters of the flood of indebtedness or financial lack. Waters of the flood of indebtedness has covered some people. Maybe you are one of those that these online loan givers are sending messages of threat to. Maybe you are owing a bank. Maybe you are owing a finance organization. Maybe you are owing a daily contributor. The bottom line is that your life, your destiny has been covered by the flood of indebtedness, and nothing good is coming to the fore in your life because the flood has covered your life. It could be the flood of failure covering your destiny of my dear listener. Maybe you have attempted many things and you have failed. Maybe it is the waters of the flood of trouble in marriage covering your life and destiny. I do not know what waters of the flood has been covering your own life and your own destiny. But there is one thing that I know, that though the waters of the flood of Noah covered the whole face of the earth, but the Bible says the waters began to decrease continually. I make bold to tell you, dear listener, that the waters of the flood that has been covering your life and your destiny has been decreasing continually until this very moment. And now you are in the 10th month, and it is the first day of the 10th month. And the Bible says that on the first day of the 10th month, the waters began to decrease. The tops of the mountains were seen. What is God saying? That the waters of the flood that has covered your life will recede and decrease. That the glory that has been covered, the vitality that has been covered, the effectiveness that has been covered, the beauty that has been covered, every good thing that the waters of the flood has covered in your life will become manifest. They will become visible. So your glory will become visible. Your destiny will become visible. Your business will become visible because the waters that has covered you has decreased, and the tops of your mountains is now being seen. The tops of the mountains of your life, the tops of the mountain of your manifestation and of your glory, of your business will become visible. It will be seen by all. Don't forget, Jesus had said, You are a city that is set on an hill that cannot be hidden. So whatever has hidden your life and your destiny, today, the hand of the Lord is removing such in the name of Jesus, so that the tops of the mountains of your life and of your destiny might become visible. And that is exactly what God is going to make happen. Please understand, whatever the waters of the flood has been that has covered your life, your destiny, it shall recede, decrease continually, and then it will be totally abated. These waters will dry up completely and your glory will be seen. Don't forget, these waters covers what is there already. There is glory on your life. And the Bible also has said that there is a glory that will be revealed. It is the waters of this flood that has covered this glory from being revealed. But the water is receding now, and the glory will be revealed. The time is now. Your season is now for the revelation of your glory and the things that God has packaged into your life and into your destiny. Greatness and glory has been packaged into your life, destined for you. You are predestined for glory, for splendor, and for honor. Your fruitfulness, your blessedness, your greatness will become visible. The peace, the joy, your health will be visible as the waters of that infirmities are receding. This is what God will make happen in your life this month of October, in the precious name of Jesus. And for our nation, Nigeria, lots of waters has covered our mountains of greatness and glory, our mountains of blessing. God has endowed this nation with great blessings. We have oil, we have all kinds of mineral resources, we have arable lands. God has endowed Nigeria, but the waters are covering the face of Nigeria. The waters of corruption, the waters of darkness, of violence, of evil, the waters of religious intolerance, all kinds of water, waters of evil covering the glory of Nigeria, and above all, waters of misgovernment covering the destiny of this nation. And that's why it's such a painful thing that in Nigeria, blessed so much of God, Nigeria, whose currency was much better than the American dollar, than the British pounds, that even the Japanese yen is now trailing very, very far behind. What a shame that the waters of bad leadership has covered the face of Nigeria. But I believe, and I am confident, trusting God, that these evil waters will recede, that the tops of the mountains of our land will be seen, and that God's name will be glorified. This will God make happen for our nation as we mark our 63rd independence anniversary in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, let the waters covering my life, my destiny, my glory recede completely today in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that the waters covering my destiny, covering my life, will recede completely today. The waters of infirmity, the waters of sin, the waters of indebtedness covering my life, the waters of trouble covering my destiny. Let the waters decrease. Let the waters recede in the name of Jesus. And let your name be glorified in Jesus' name. Lift up your voice and pray that prayer again. Say, Father, let everything that is covering my glory from manifestation, covering my life, covering my destiny, be totally removed in the name of Jesus. I pray, eternal Father, that whatever has been covering my glory, my destiny, my fruitfulness, let it be totally removed in the precious name of Jesus. Let every covering of my life, on my destiny, on my family, be removed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. You're going to lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, let my glory become visible. Let the grace and the greatness that you have packaged into my life and destiny become visible in the name of Jesus. My Father and my God, I pray, let my glory become visible. Let the blessings you have packaged into me become visible in the name of Jesus. Let the tops of my mountains be seen, and let your name be glorified. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' precious name. Let's pray for our nation, Nigeria, and lift your voice and pray and say, Father, let the evil waters covering the destiny of Nigeria dry up completely. Waters of corruption, waters of of bad governance, waters of kidnapping, of evil. Let these waters, evil waters, covering the destiny of this nation, let them dry up completely in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Pray for Nigeria again and say, Father, let the glory of this land become visible. Let the glory of this nation be seen. Restore our land. Shall we pray in Jesus' name? Our Father, we pray that the tops of the mountains of Nigeria, that the glory of Nigeria will become visible in the name of Jesus. The Lord God, you will restore our land to glory, to blessing, to fruitfulness in the name of Jesus. Let that be restoration for our land, and let your name be glorified. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' precious name. I pray in the name that is above all names, that the waters covering your destiny will dry up completely today, this first day of the 10th month. I ask that the waters of the flood covering your destiny will dry up, that the waters of the flood covering the destiny of this nation will dry up, that the waters of the flood covering the destiny of your family will dry up. Let the waters of the flood covering the destiny of your business, let it dry up now in the name of Jesus. I pray that the tops of your mountain will be seen, that this month your glory will come to the fore, that the glory of God will be seen upon your life, the glory of your business will be seen, of your family will be seen, that the name of the Lord will be honored. In the precious name of Jesus, I pray that the glory of this nation will be seen, that there will be restoration for Nigeria, that the name of the Lord be exalted. So shall it be. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Happy Independence Anniversary to Nigeria and to Nigerians. May the Lord deliver our land from evil in the precious name of Jesus. I invite my esteemed listener to join us this morning for a glorious service at the Light Cathedral. It promises to be explosive as we gather together to worship our Creator and to speak a blessing to Nigeria. Service starts 8 a.m. You may wish to join this service on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1. On Twitter at LICCNG and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Follow me on my social media handles on YouTube, on Facebook, on TikTok, and on Instagram, on Twitter also at Rev Grace Mann. The Lord bless you as you do. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. Till I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Grace Mann Adeluju, wishing you a very glorious Sunday and happy Independence Anniversary to Nigeria. The Lord bless you.